Hi, it's Greg Lauer with another Bite Size Wise, continuing in the series on the Buddha's Four Noble Truths. Today is the fourth noble truth, which is there is a path that leads to the awakening. Now, the paradox behind this is the path itself is impermanent and conditional, which lead to that idea of the dukkha, the pain, the anguish, the suffering, the anxiety, the discontent. But that path is the way that we can learn to reduce and eventually eliminate that dukkha and achieve our awakening or our nirvana. So the way it was described to me is the path is a way to learn everything that we need to learn so that we can unlearn everything we have already learned. And I realize there's irony and paradox in there, but the idea is that we have learned to become mentally and emotionally attached to things that are impermanent. And that attachment either creates in us a desire to draw those things near or to push those things away, depending on whether they bring pleasure or pain. And it is the fact that we can never really either satisfy that desire or get rid of that pain because of the impermanence and temporary nature of those things that brings us the anxiety, the pain, the anguish, the suffering, the whichever word we're going to use to translate dukkha. Now, when this was being explained to me, an example came to my mind because the idea of this path to achieve our awakening and eliminate that dukkha, the path is similar to the example that popped in my mind is when I used to look through my telescope at the moon, and the telescope revealed to me everything that was on the surface of the moon. And when I let my kids look in there, they didn't really think about the fact that all they were seeing in the telescope was an image of the moon. They got to see that image and that representation, but I was old enough and wise enough to realize that that wasn't the actual moon. It was simply an image or a representation. And similarly, this path, this eightfold path, is the Buddha's way of bringing the true nature of reality into our awareness, but it is not the true nature of reality itself. And that's part of that paradox, that the path itself is temporary, it's impermanent, it's not the reality. And in such, it could cause us dukkha on the way to eliminating the dukkha or the suffering, that anxiety, that anguish. If you see this represented in various online articles or in jewelry or in some sort of little icon or a statue, it's usually shown as a wheel with eight spokes. Some of the things that I've been reading about this eightfold path and the representation indicate that the wheel and the eight spokes are supposed to represent the fact that we continually practice these eight different ideas and eight different practices, that each is equally important, and that we continually practice them until we eventually become awakened and reach our nirvana, or that state where we realize the true nature of reality. This Eightfold Path is kind of rooted in three essential factors, which are considered ethical conduct, mental discipline, and wisdom itself. And when you see what each of the eight spokes is, or each of the eight practices, or each of the eight parts on the path, they're typically translated into English with the word right. But that's considered an awkward and incomplete, or sometimes even an inaccurate translation of the word sama, because sama doesn't mean right as in right or wrong. Sama means right as in the proper or the whole or the complete or the perfect or many other shades of meaning, kind of things like accurate. So when we talk about the Eightfold Path, I'm going to be using terms like accurate and complete rather than the word right, because I want to make sure I stress the difference between this, meaning accurate and complete or whole or more full. I want to make sure I'm not confusing that with our typical Western mindset of right or wrong. Okay, so this Eightfold Path, well, that is the fourth noble truth, that there is a way to reach our enlightenment. That is through, and we're just going to briefly cover these today, and then starting with tomorrow's episode, going more into depth on each one. Okay, so the first one, that is typically listed out as an accurate and complete understanding of the true nature of reality, which is connected to and rooted in a very deep understanding of the Four Noble Truths. The second is an accurate and complete emotion or aspiration or intention, in that we learn to act with loving kindness and from an intention of compassion for both ourselves and for others. There is accurate and complete speech, which is compassionate and clear, truthful, and uplifting and not harmful in any way. There's accurate and complete action, which is ethical, unselfish, and not driven by some sort of emotional attachment to an agenda. And oddly enough, there are what are called precepts, which are very similar to Ten Commandments from the typical Judeo-Christian mindset. These precepts we'll look at when we get to the accurate and complete complete action episode. There's proper livelihood, so that we are making our living through ethical means and not causing harm to ourselves or others. There's whole and proper diligence and effort to develop wholesome qualities and release unwholesome qualities. There's a whole and complete mindfulness or awareness. And this is typically when we in the West see kind of a stress on meditation and mindfulness, and what they call right mindfulness, which is developing the ability to meditate fully and wholly. There is whole and complete concentration, which grows from that previous part of the path. This whole and complete concentration is when we get to the point where during meditation we can focus on a single point in space or some singular wholesome object. So there's kind of a brief overview of the Eightfold Path and that fourth noble truth, that there is a path to end our dukkha. So if you've enjoyed this episode, I ask, humbly ask that you tell a friend and hit that subscribe button and have your friend hit the subscribe button. I also ask if you could leave a rating and review on all the podcast platforms. The ratings and reviews will help me continually improve the show. And if their ratings are good enough, then the algorithms will be triggered and will just kind of naturally serve the show to others. Looking forward to tomorrow's episode as we start talking about each of the eight spokes in the wheel of the Eightfold Path. And until then, I hope you have a wonderful day or evening or night, whenever you happen to be listening to this. Talk to you tomorrow.